us. Never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
But you kind of look at it the same way. Like, yeah, he might make them better, but it's probably not going to be that much better because of how good they really have been.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a tough situation. I think you, at certain points with certain coaches, you're just going to kind of reach the end of their life cycle. Like, the voice doesn't mean as much as it did. And I do think they had kind of reached that point with Mike Budenholzer that, you know, it was 5 years of the exact same thing. And in the modern NBA, 5 years is, I mean, one of the longest tenures you're going to see. Like, that's not how it normally goes. So I do think, like, just the freshness of a new voice, I think, can help out quite a bit. Like, if I'm Adrian Griffin, I'm leaning on pretty heavily, like, hey, remember the first year you had with Mike Budenholzer when you went from, you know, fringe all NBA to MVP? Like, we're going to do a bunch of new stuff this year. We're going to change some things up. And granted, you're not going to go from averaging 30 points per game to 40 points per game. Like, that's not going to happen. But, like, there's going to be enough new interesting stuff here that you can really take the league by surprise and you can do some new things. And we're going to change some stuff up. And, like, as you kind of talk about, like, with the personnel, you can only do so much different. But, like, I know it's Summer League and I know there's a million fouls in Summer League at all times. But Bud teams didn't foul like that in Summer League. And that's not to say fouling's good. But, like, if you're talking about, like, the ideas and how things are going to become different, like, Bud refused to let his teams foul. Like, they weren't going to be that aggressive on the ball. They weren't going to waste that. They believed very much so that you should be low in foul rate. I don't think Adrian Griffin's going to believe that. Like, I don't think that's going to be a core tenet of his defense. So, yeah, they might still play drop coverage with Brook Lopez because that's what you have to play with Brook Lopez because that is what's going to get you runner-up for defense player of the year. But, like, how they pressure on the ball, how they pressure in passing lanes, like, I do think there is a lane there to be very different in that way this season. And then offensively, I think you're always going to be – you know, somewhat tethered to the idea that Giannis can have the ball in his hands quite a bit. Like, that's just, I mean, he's been the MVP with the ball in his hands a lot. And I know he's always going to be want to be the desire of, like, let's just have him screen all the time, right? Like, just turn him into a screener, turn him into a role man. That's what he did during the finals run quite a bit, or at least more than he has previously in his career. So I do think it's like getting in some of those ideas. This is a team that hasn't done a lot of dribble handoffs. I think if you watch the playoffs this year, you saw dribble handoffs are one of the easiest ways to create offense for average offensive players. Like, if you watch the Miami Heat, you watch the Denver Nuggets, like, they run a lot of dribble handoff based offense. So, you know, can Terry Stotts figure out how to add some of that? And can Adrian Griffin then, you know, massage the message in a way that is convincing to Giannis or convincing to Chris or Drew or the whole roster? Like, so I agree that this is a very good team. This is the best team in the league last year, record-wise. This is a team that has championship expectations. Those things aren't changing, but I do think there is, because of the rigidity with which Mike Budenholzer coached and the rigidity of his systems over the last five seasons, I do think there is, like, a real lane to be different than what they were in the past. And there will be many of the same things. Many of the players are going to look the same way because you're going to want them to. They're top 50 players in the NBA. So don't really change the formula too much on them. But I do think they can be different. I don't know if that's a good difference.